بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين اذ يبايعونك تحت الشجره فعلم ما في قلوبهم وانزل السكينه عليهم واثابهم فتحا قريبا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the sixth year after Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream that he and a group of Sahaba in the state of Ihram. They've entered Makkatul Mukarrama, they've performed Umrah, and they have removed the hair from the heads. The dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. It is wahi, it is revelation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this to a sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted that as going for Umrah immediately. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba proceeded, but they were stopped in a place called Hudaybiyah. The kuffar would not let them in Makkatul Mukarrama. Lots of negotiations have taken place, and finally they came to a resolve that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba should go back to Madinatul Munawwara come the following year. And lots of conditions were put. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Makkatul Mukarrama to negotiate with the people there. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala was well liked and loved by everybody there. So the most suitable person to negotiate was Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. When he went there, a rumor spread that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala has been killed, has been assassinated. This angered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time and point when the news came to him, he was under a tree. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took out one hand, the right hand, and he placed the other hand on the right hand and he said, this is the hand representing the hand of Uthman ibn Affan. All the other sahaba had taken bay'at on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to avenge the blood of Uthman ibn Affan, had that information been true. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to this in the Quran Kareem. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is happy with those believers. Believers, they are referred to the Sahaba. Is يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. When they were taking the bay'at, the allegiance under the tree. Allah mentions two qualities about them. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows the truthfulness in their hearts. وَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down tranquility upon them. Respected elders and friends, one very apt example of a great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had exemplified wa alima ma fi qulubihim is Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a resident of Madinatul Munawwara. He was from the tribe of Banu Qaynuqa. And he was from the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name was actually Husayn with a sword, not with a seen, Husayn. He was a very learned person. He knew how to read. He knew how to write. And he was the leader of the Yahud. He was the one most learned person among the Yahud. He would spend his time, divide his time into three. Because he was a learned person, the Jews relied on him teaching them and educating them. So one third of his time used to go in the place of worship, call it the madras at that time, the synagogue as we call it, 1/3 of the time would go in there, in which he would teach, he would educate the people. And 1/3 of the time would go in taking care of his orchard. And 1/3 of his time would go, his personal time, in studying the Torah, deeply reflecting on the various verses of the Torah. When he would study the Torah, he would get very excited about the information about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the final Nabi, the description about the final Nabi. He would study in much detail. And what would make him more excited that in the Torah it is mentioned that the final Nabi is going to come to Medina, and he is also in Medina. When people used to talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to ask them more and more information about the description of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the quality, that the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are his teachings are, and he used to compare that with the information he had in the Torah. So he was waiting. He used to make dua to Allah, "Oh Allah, extend my life to the point where I can meet the final Rasul of Allah." One day he was in his orchard, on the tree, and he heard somebody calling out and telling that the person that claimed to be the final Nabi, final Prophet, everybody has gone to Quba to meet him. His auntie, father's sister, Khalida, was sitting under the tree. So Abdullah ibn Salam exclaimed, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." There was such joy in this exclamation of his that his auntie said to him, "What's the matter with you? Just because you heard about that person claiming to be a Nabi, you are saying Allahu Akbar? Had Musa ibn Imran come down, then that enjoyment wouldn't be any more greater." So he told to his auntie, "Uksimu billah, I take qasam in the name of Allah, innahu," that referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "innahu ahu Musa ibn Imran." He is the brother of prophethood of Musa ibn Imran. Abdullah ibn Salam says, must know his heart was already filled with excitement, information. He knew about the final Nabi, description of the final Nabi. He decided to go immediately to Quba. The house where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was packed with people. He says, "I went there. One of the first things I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling to people, 'Afshu salama bainakum, at'imu ta'am, sallu bil layli wan nasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bisalam.'" No, Abdullah ibn Salam, he is hearing this hadith, and the meaning of it is, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people upon arrival to Madinatul Munawwara, spread salam. Bring about love, bring unity, bring muhabbat among yourselves. Feed the people. Don't only worry about yourself, don't be selfish, don't be self-centered. Don't worry about whether you only fed yourself, worry about feeding the next person as well. Feed the people, give them food to eat, and make ibadat of Allah at night whilst people are sleeping. You do these three things, tadkhulul jannata bisalam. Very simple, you will enter into Jannah peacefully. Abdullah ibn Salam says, "I pushed my way somewhere here, there, and I went and met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi Akram sallallahu asked him, "Ma ismuk?" "What's your name?" So I told, "My name is Hussein." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Anta Abdullah. Your name is not Hussein, your name is Abdullah." He said, "Naam, Ya Rasulullah." He said, from that day onward, the only name I preferred for myself was Abdullah ibn Salam, was Abdullah. He read about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "When I looked at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I knew, haza laysa wajhun kazzab. This is not the face of a liar, it's not the face of an imposter." Already, he had full belief about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he wanted further conviction. He wanted satisfaction of the heart. So he goes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked three questions where only a Nabi of Allah can answer it, nobody else could answer it. Because he was a learned person and he had that kind of information to have asked to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I want to ask you some questions. Only a Nabi of Allah can answer it.
He asks, Ma awwalu ashrati sa'a? What is the first sign of Qiyamah? Second, Ma awwalu ta'ami ahlil Jannah? What is the first food the inmate of Jannah gonna eat? And the third, Ma yunza'ul walad ila abihi aw ummihi? What is that? That sometimes the child looks like the father, sometimes the child looks like the mother. Three questions. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept quiet. And after a short while he mentioned, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam came to me just now and gave me the answers. And Nabi Sallam himself didn't know the answer. Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam came down with the wahi and revelation. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave three answers to him. The first one, first signs of Jahannam, the first signs of Qiyamah. Narun yuhsharu an-nas min al-mashriq ila al-maghrib. It will be a fire that will come out. And it will drive the people. A fire will come out. Whether this is literal, figurative, whatever the case may be. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, a fire will come out that will drive the people from the east to the west. Second sign, what is that? That the first food of Jannah, أَوَّلُ تَعَامٍ يَأْكُلُ أَهْلُ Jannah فَزِيَادَةُ كَبِدِ حُوتٍ. First food in Jannah, well, we can call it maybe like our dessert or something to start off the main meal, the main cause. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, first food will be the lobe of the fish, or the lobe of the liver of a fish. The fish got liver and there is a small piece of meat that's protruding there, that's called the lobe. That will be the first food that will be given to Jannah. Liver itself, kalaji itself is tasty, and that too, the lobe of it, that would be much more tasty, and that too in Jannah. And the third would be that sometimes a child looks like the father, sometimes looks like the mother. It is whose water dominates who during cohabitation. At that time, the child will look like the father, the child will look like the mother. One day, one sahabi, he came to Nabi Kareem, he came and he told to Abdullah ibn Salam, he came to Masjid al-Nabawi, he saw Abdullah ibn Salam conducting a dars. He said that I observed this personality very humble. And I asked the people, who's this? Said, this is Abdullah ibn Salam, innahu min ahli al-Jannah. He's a Jannati. The narrator of the hadith is Qais. He says, when you hear of somebody being a Jannati, you don't know for short. You want to go and find out more about confirming from the person with a Jannati and why is he a Jannati. He says that Abdullah ibn Salam, that person walked out from the masjid and then he was going home. So I followed him right until I came to the house. Abdullah ibn Salam noted that I'm following him and asked him, what's the matter? He said, I was in a masjid and somebody told that you're a Jannati. So Abdullah ibn Salam mentioned the person shouldn't say what he doesn't know. The issue is this. One day I had a dream at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw in a dream I saw this open garden. Beautiful, lush garden. And in the center of that garden, there was a pillar. It was going deep into the ground. And one pillar was going right up toward the skies. So somebody told me, climb on top. So I said, no, I can't climb. It's difficult. So a ladder was brought for me. And somehow I might climb the top. And on the top of that pillar there was a golden knob. I went and held that knob. You see, when I woke up in my dream, for my dream in the morning, I also found my hand clasped like that. Sometimes in a dream, when you do certain things, you wake up finding yourself in that condition. So, I went and told that to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interpreted the dream. That open garden, that's the garden of Deen and Islam. And that pillar that's extending from the sky deep down into earth, that is the Umudul Islam, the fundamental pillars of Islam. Laws of Ahkam, laws of the Shariat. And as I was climbing on top, in other words, representing a time is going to come into my life that I'm going to be right on the top, and that knob referred to Urwatul Wusqa. Urwatul Wuthqa refers to, like what Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem, Ayatul Kursi and other ayats of the Quran Kareem. It refers to something very strong, holding firm into it. And that indicated that Abdullah ibn Salam is going to die in the state of deen and iman whilst practicing on the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this was Abdullah ibn Salam, very great personality. There's one incident that is in Mishkat Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, is in Kitab al-Hudud, the chapter of punishments. Once there was an adultery that took place among the Jews. So the Jews brought this male and that female that committed the adultery to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that these two committed adultery. They wanted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to issue a ruling. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them that, Mashanu Torah, what is inside the Torah about this? So they spoke lies. And they told to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that in the Torah, yufzihuhum wa yujladun, that you just simply disgrace a person, humiliate him, and you lash him. Abdullah ibn Salam was there. Abdullah ibn Salam immediately said that, kazabtum, you people are speaking lies. That's not the ruling in the Torah. Fatu bit Torah. Bring the Torah. So they brought the Torah. The person that was reading the Torah, he had the Torah open, he had his palm there, down like that. And he's reading that ayat, that verse, the top, around it, everything. Abdullah ibn Salam was there. He told a person, hey brother, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. When he lifted up his hand, in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and others was there, Faiza ayatul rajm taluh, the verse of rajm, which is same in the Quran Kareem. And the ahadith mutawatira, how you should deal with a fornicator, you should deal with that adulterer, that verse of Rajab was actually shining there. There's Abdullah ibn Salam. Once, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulallah, you know my nation. They are very quick in condemning, criticizing, and turning away from what they believed in. I've accepted Islam, but if I'm going to tell my people, being a leader and being the most learned person among them, if I have to tell them that I've accepted Islam, then they may just throw accusations against me. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, I'm going to call the group of Jews, but you must come before time in my house and you must hide in one corner. So Abdullah ibn Salam came, hid in the house, and then the delegation of Jews came. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi inviting them to deen and Islam. They started debating with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abdullah ibn Salam says that from the corner of the house I could hear the debate. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu told him, asked them, that what do you think about Abdullah ibn Salam? Now because he was the most learned person, they relied on him for all information. So they told, right there they told, Khairuna. He's the best person among us. His father is the best person among us. He too is the best person among us. The most learned person among us. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, what if I tell y'all that Abdullah ibn Salam accepted Islam? They told Nabi Sallallahu that can never happen. Abdullah ibn Salam came out. And he told them, here am I. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What Abdullah ibn Salam feared happened in the same place. Say, oh, you the worst person and your father is the worst person. Same time, they turned around and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you see, this is what it is. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's some verses in the Quran Kareem that refer to him. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Where Allah Ta'ala speaks about that a person from the people of the book also has given shahadat and witness, and that refers to Abdullah ibn Salam. Another verse of the Quran Kareem as well. Qul kafa billahi bayni wa baynakum shahida. And it refers also to this great illustrious personality, Abdullah ibn Salam. In conclusion, there's one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned salasatun lahum ajran. There are three people that will get two rewards. Normally, whatever act we do, in principle, one that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala multiplies it. There's three types of people that initially whatever they do, they will get double reward, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will multiply it. And one can imagine what the end result will be for every act that they would do. And among them, رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمَنَ بِنَبِيهِ وَآمَنَ بِمُحَمَّدِ.
One person who brought iman on his Nabi, whether it was Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, a person from the book, and then he brought iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Now, why double reward for this?
Simply because when a person is attached to someone, he has given his life for that person. Devotion, dedication, loyalty, everything, that's the focus of your life, that's the center of your life. And suddenly now, you have to leave that person and you have to adopt somebody else as your role model and your guide. So that is, one is a principle issue, one is an emotional issue. You go above your emotion and you follow a principle. Islam teaches us that we don't worship personalities. Islam teaches us to worship a cause. You see, there's a Quran al-Kareem. One Quran, it's torn. We respect the Quran al-Kareem, but you can't use it anymore. Respectfully, we discard it and we would bury it. But then, you don't keep on reading that from the torn Quran. Now, we respect it, keep it aside. Now we look for another Quran and we read it. And because we are worshipping the Quran, we are worshipping the cause of the Quran al-Kareem. This was Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The outstanding quality in him was truthfulness. He was truthful in his quest. And in one hadith, as a parting advice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Inna sidq yahdi ila al-bir." When a person is truthful, then he will be guided to act of virtue. "Wa innal bir yahdi ila al-jannah." And when a person has act of virtue because of truthfulness, ultimately is going to take him to Jannat and Paradise. Abdullah ibn Salam is true, he is in Jannah. If we are true in various aspects of our life, then we also will be guided to Jannah. We will also be guided the closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.